WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Patrick Lavery, and here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. As rider frustration built to a boil, followed by a public challenge to do better from Governor Murphy, NJ Transit finally releases details on when service will resume on two currently suspended rail lines.
The lack of a firm date on when service to the Dinky and Atlantic City rail lines would be restored had commuters and politicians up in arms. As NJ Transit continued to stall, Governor Murphy said publicly that they could do better. Fast forward one day, NJT's executive director, Kevin Corbett, announced that the two rail lines would resume service on May 24th, just in time for Memorial Day weekend. The Philly to AC rail line has been suspended since the fall because of work to install positive train control. Murphy described it as a key part of the lifeblood of the Jersey Shore. Matthew White, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A report by the Regional Plan Association in support of a new rail tunnel between New Jersey and New York warns of widespread consequences if current tubes are taken down for repairs before that happens, plunging home values, lower tax revenues, higher northeast airfares, and of course, congestion.
The report estimates 38,000 of the current 67,000 daily riders who take NJ Transit into Manhattan would be forced to find alternatives for 4 years, such as path, bus, or ferry. Those other networks are already stressed and couldn't absorb all those people, says Nat Bodekheimer at the Regional Plan Association.
You already have levels of uncertainty, and now this is like uncertainty squared.
The report foresees notably longer commutes for nearly a quarter million drivers, including 101,000 impacted by an hour or more each day.
It adds up to aggravation, it adds up to inconvenience, lost time, lost family time. It's a total loss.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A Monmouth County jury this week quickly convicted 21-year-old Liam McAtasney of the December 2016 murder of Sarah Stern, McAtasney's classmate and friend. The 19-year-old Stern's body was never found following her disappearance. Another New Jersey community is on alert for whooping cough, with two cases confirmed at a middle school in Chatham. Health officer for the Westfield Regional Health Department, Megan Avalon, says getting vaccinated is key.
The real risk for pertussis is with children too young to be vaccinated, those under 2 months. They don't have immunity, and if a baby gets pertussis, it can be life-threatening.
Avalon says if an older child or adult gets whooping cough, also called pertussis, they'll have a bad cough but will recover with treatment. State health officials have confirmed the third death of a child from the flu. The child from North Jersey had several underlying conditions and was not able to be vaccinated for medical reasons. Flu activity remains high in all New Jersey counties. Last year's viral outbreak that led to the deaths of 11 children at the Wanacue Center for Nursing and Rehab was made worse, a federal report says, because people in charge there hadn't planned for it and didn't react fast enough, accusations the center disputes. Atlantic City Mayor Frank Gilliam is cleared of criminal charges in a brawl outside the Golden Nugget Casino last November. He'd been charged with assault and harassment. A councilman also charged was fined $500. Gilliam says this validates his claim he did nothing wrong. If it were not for some media-hungry cops in Homedale, you probably would never know the name or face of Thomas Tramaglini. That from Tramaglini's lawyers. He gained international infamy and was dubbed the pooper intendant for defecating on the Homedale High School running track. He is now suing police for releasing his mugshot, and the state attorney general is now looking into the matter. Legislative hearings continue into how an accused rapist was hired as chief of staff at the school's development authority. Lawmakers still can't figure out who hired Al Alvarez, and testimony on Tuesday focused on why no one involved brought the allegations to Governor Murphy's attention. Brick is the latest town to introduce an ordinance to ban the sale of recreational marijuana, but council members did not take a vote Tuesday. Instead, they heard hours of public comment. Supporters claim it will bring in jobs and new revenue. Opponents argued it would lead to addiction, crime, and hurt the town's image. It's an iconic destination for grub on Long Beach Island, now in major trouble with the feds. The chicken or the egg in Beach Haven has been ordered to pay more than $760,000 in back wages after failing to pay 23 workers time and a half for going over 40 hours a week. A new Monmouth University poll finds a lot of New Jerseyans are not happy with life in the Great Garden State.
They still like their local neighborhoods, but only 50% give the state as a whole a positive rating as a place to live. and that hasn't hit that low in 40 years of asking this question.
Pollster Patrick Murray says the survey also finds 64% of Jersey residents feel very safe in their neighborhood at night, and 59% believe their local schools are doing a good job. JetBlue gets a thank you from New Jersey State Police for taking down a poster the airline had put up at LaGuardia, highlighting Black History Month, with a picture and short bio of Assata Shakur. She is still known to authorities as Joanne Chesimard, the notorious fugitive cop killer. A new AAA survey finds we are driving more now than we were just a few years ago, an increase of 8%.
On the road again.
Spokeswoman Tracy Noble of AAA Northeast says drivers in the West averaged almost 59 minutes daily behind the wheel, followed by Jersey drivers averaging 50 minutes.
Most of it comes down to commute time, driving to and from work.
The AAA survey showed drivers age 75 and up spending a significant amount of time on the road. Noble says the message here is,
because you are on the road more, we need people to simply focus on the road ahead and eliminate the distractions.
Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
It's something we mention to you all the time, and you know by now the pockets of New Jersey where the roadways are worst for it. But pedestrian deaths on roads across the U.S. are increasing, more than 6,000 nationwide last year, the highest figure since 1990. What will you be doing in 2031? Baseball superstar Bryce Harper should still be playing for the Philadelphia Phillies. The 26-year-old former MVP signs a record 13-year, $330 million deal, matching the length and topping by $5 million the contract of the Yankees' Giancarlo Stanton. As the calendar inches towards spring, maybe you can find some warmth in the fact that extremely cold temperatures this winter will put a dent in the number of pests you encounter over the next several months.
Certain insects don't hold up so well when the polar vortex hits the Garden State, as long as they haven't yet found a home in your walls or attic.
You're going to see less of spiders, yellow jackets and hornets, and stink bugs.
Ants, though, are more resilient in the Arctic air, says Russell Sieb, owner of New Jersey Pest Control in Randolph. Besides hiring a pest control company, Sieb says removing leaf clutter from gutters and around your house will reduce insect intrusions. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Fired after one day on the job, and after the state stepped in, they said that was overstepping. The AG's office says South Jersey Extended Care, a rehab facility in Bridgeton, violated state discrimination law by terminating a woman from her new job because she was pregnant. Ever wonder who's controlling all of those electronic message signs on Jersey highways and byways? It might seem like there's an all-powerful Wizard of Oz type figure calling all the shots, but that is not the case.
According to Sal Cowan of the Jersey DOT, a team of technicians at two operation centers work round the clock with the state police and the Turnpike Authority to control a variety of messages, tips, and warnings that are posted.
The signs are meant for motorist information. They're meant to give the motorist an understanding of something that's happening down the road so they can make an informed decision about which way they may want to travel.
He adds a growing number of overhead as well as mobile signs are being added by transportation officials because they help to improve the safety of the motoring public. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Just wait till his wife finds out. A man is being sought by state police in Cape May County after he was seen on surveillance video allegedly using counterfeit money to make $140 worth of purchases in Sea Isle City and Upper Township on Valentine's Day. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. Make sure you enable all the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. We're adding more all the time. And all of our content is available anytime on demand through the NJ101.5 smartphone app. I'm Patrick Lavery. That's a look at the top trending stories at NJ101.5 this weekend. Join Eric Scott Monday morning for a full hour of New Jersey news. It's New Jersey's first news at 5, then Talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.
WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.